The basis for supposing that Bacon wrote the plays is a particular word that comes in Love's Labour's Lost, which has been taken, I'll come to that word later when we deal with the play, but it's been taken to be a kind of cipher saying that I, Francis Bacon, wrote these plays for the delectation of posterity. This cipher has been going on for a long time. It's believed as a kind of code in Shakespeare's plays, indicating the authorship of Sir Francis Bacon. Well, if this is so, there's another code. Which, as we'll come to later, very much later, proves that Shakespeare wrote the Bible. But if you look at Psalm 46 in the King James Version, remembering that in the year 1610, when the Bible was being corrected, the proofs were being corrected before publication, 1610, Shakespeare was 46. It's probable that the Psalms and the Proverbs and other secular parts of the Bible were handed over to men of letters to correct, so that Ben Jonson and William Shakespeare would be given the proofs to look over. Do you like it? Have you done them well? If Shakespeare did look at the Psalms, as he might have done in 1610 when he was 46, he might have decided to take Psalm 46 and put into that psalm an indication that he had something to do with the translation. So the 46th word from the beginning of Psalm 46 is shake, and the 46th word from the end of Psalm 46 is spear. If you don't believe me, look it up today. So this business about ciphers and hidden messages and codes doesn't really mean a great deal. I believe that the plays of Shakespeare were written by a man called Shakespeare, or somebody of the same name, who had a grammar school education. There's never been any need for a writer of plays or of novels to have a great education, because it's all fantasy, it's all pretense.